I'm excited to turn our attention to our sport conversation with Carl Lewis. As always, we have our sports showdown. He's head of content at bet.co.za and standing by.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Carl, good morning. How are you this Friday morning?
I'm very good, Refilwe. Also, congrats on your nomination.
Thank you. Guys, it's going to be very awkward when I have to be like, it was just an honor to be nominated, which it is. But thank you very much. Okay, so rugby, the United Rugby Championship. SA Rugby is moving up north.
Yes, yes. So basically, the Sharks, Stormers, Lions and the Bulls are joining the 12 European Pro 14 clubs for what is a newly minted competition called the United Rugby Championship. And that's supposed to kick off in September later this year. But what I find very interesting is this unique position that SA Rugby is in at the moment. And I think it's a very good thing. I don't know how the mechanics of it is going to work, but why I think it's a good thing is we're playing our club rugby or our franchise rugby up north, but we're still involved with the rugby championship here in the Southern Hemisphere with Australia, Argentina, and obviously the All Blacks. So we like in this amazing position of having the best of both worlds. And then the cherry on top, this is still to be finalized, but we potentially might be playing in the European, or our teams would be eligible to qualify for the European Champions Cup, which is basically the Champions League of club rugby. If SA Rugby managed to pull this off, then I think they've done exceptionally well.
Wow.
Exceptionally well. Said, I don't know about the mechanics, how we're going to move our players around,
yes,
how we're going to manage our players' workload, but no other country is in the position we are at the moment. You know, we're playing in quality competitions in both hemispheres. So it's really good position considering the financial position that SA Rugby is in. Remember, the box hasn't played since the World Cup final. So we need to be playing and we need some money.
Very, yeah, sure, we should do. That's very exciting. I mean, already our rugby calendar is looking extremely full. So this is going to be very interesting to observe. Okay, an exhibition boxing. Oh, gosh, Mayweather. Yes. What are the crazy numbers behind the Mayweather-Paul exhibition match?
Well, I just want, so I'll go over this quickly. So Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul, their fight had apparently over 1 million pay-per-view buys at just under $50, which is $50 million in revenue. You know, Floyd Mayweather potentially made $35 million from that fight. Logan Paul, I think around $2 million. But I wanted to use that as a segue because I read this interesting report on how Gen Z and millennials consume sport. Now, in this report, PewDiePie, he's a gaming YouTuber. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. He has over 110 million subscribers. He's more popular with Gen Z and millennial men than LeBron James, Steph Curry, Elon Musk. So my reason for bringing this in is the way Gen Z is consuming sport now is more influencer-focused. So they like seeing these exhibition matches. So I don't think this is going to be the end of YouTubers fighting ex-pros. It looks like this is here for a long time.
I'm sure.
And now there's this company called House of Highlights. So they've done golf challenges, knockout competitions, and now they're doing this dodgeball competition, which has influencers and celebrities. And this is actually, they're doing really well. These are very, across platforms, they have millions, hundreds of millions of views. And, you know, it's a company called House of Highlights. And they have more Instagram followers than ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports combined. And that's only Instagram. So my whole thing for bringing this up is just, I think we're going to see through the years how we consume sport and how sports content is going to be produced. I think it's very interesting. I was shocked that a gaming YouTuber is more popular than the world's biggest athletes.
I'm not. Like you said, the way that they consume, it's moved towards clips. No, you know, short outtakes, things I can watch on my phone, that my attention span can keep. You know, I don't want to sit for a whole movie, but I'll take a couple series episodes.
Refilwe, where you actually hit the nail on the head there. The House of Highlights that I just that's creating this dodgeball. it started out as this one man, Omar Raja, just cutting clips from his varsity dormitory, just clips. And suddenly he exploded in like a year, over a million followers. He was bought over by Bleacher Report. So you hit the nail on the head. It's all about clips,
yeah.
Condensed content. So yeah, that's where we're heading.
All righty. Carl Lewis, always got some great perspective on the sporting world. Head of content at BET, at bet.co.za, of course, giving us your sports showdown.